Page 33. 3. Listening and speaking. It just goes to show. B. Listen to three stories. How will each story end? Number the sayings above, 1 through 3. Conversation 1.
So, how are you doing? You were sick the last time I saw you.
Oh, I'm fine now. Thanks. It was awful, though. I ended up staying in bed for 3 whole days. I was just so exhausted because I'd been doing too much.
You're always doing too much.
I know. But I had all those exams, so I'd been studying every night. And on top of that, I'd been training for a track meet and doing some volunteering and everything.
So, have you caught up on everything now?
Well, I have a paper to turn in, but, you know, I've learned my lesson. I'm not taking on so much next semester. You can't do everything, I guess. And, you know...
Conversation 2.
Yeah, there was this girl in our class who didn't seem at all friendly. I don't know, she always seemed a bit cold and not very friendly. Not the kind of person I'd hang out with.
Yeah?
And I'd never really spoken to her or anything. And anyway, I was out of school for a week. My parents had been planning this trip to Mexico, and they'd asked me to go along. So of course...
Well, of course you went.
And so I'd missed a lot of classes, and I'd fallen behind on everything.
Oh, and it's always hard to catch up on stuff.
It is. But you know what? While I was away, this girl had saved all the handouts and notes for me. The whole week. So yeah, she helped me catch up on everything. It just goes to show.
Conversation 3.
I heard you quit college. Is that true?
Yeah, partway through my second year. My parents were furious, of course. They thought I was throwing my life away. But I'd been struggling the whole year, and I just knew it wasn't for me.
Well, you're not the only one. I mean, I've heard a lot of stories about people who quit school, and they go on to do some amazing things.
It's true. And I'd been getting sick, you know, from all the worry about exams and everything, and it was affecting my grades. And actually, I just knew I wanted to do my own thing.
So what have you been doing?
Well, I've been working for this local theater. I'd only been out of school for a few weeks when the job came up, and I just love it. So, yeah, you have to follow your dream. There's no point wasting time doing things just because people expect you to do them.